And of course, I told my wife, I don't know. I may put me another pump down in there and use that old time. You know, that it's good water there too. Mm-hmm. But see, we got what's called deep wells now, and these dug wells, what we most of us don't use them now. We just have these deep wells put out. But mm-hmm. the old time deep, hand dug well is better. That water's really good.
Yeah.
That water's really good.
Yeah. Did you ever see them try and get water off marshes or anything? You know what a marsh was?
No, I don't. Can't reflect knowing that.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Okay. A low-lying part of land, you know, maybe it was so low all you could grow was grass there or something like that. What'd you call that? Did you ever have any?
Yeah, well,
a meadow or?
Yeah, it's a name to give it, lowland. I forget now. I'm not too much on that, but anyway, it be too low for you to, you can't get in there early enough to plant, and then when it do dry out, it's too late to plant, you see.
Uh-huh.
And it would just be called more flat, low land, you see.
Low land?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Water used to cut, you know, big places, didn't it? Did ever around here, where I was from, it used to, you know, water, a stream would come through and cut a kind of a
Called a ditch. That's what it's called, cut out ditches. You see, now you take water, where you used to take that up that hill where you come from here.
Yeah.
Well, now, that road, it used to be up on that fence level. You see it going back down.
Yeah.
But now it's done washed, and now it's the road way down below the fence level there now. But when it was first put up there, that road and the fence up on the same level. But that stream just washed it down, and actually we had to work the road on down with it. I don't know how much further it's going down, but it's natural for it to do like that.
Yeah.
And in the stream, in places up got a hill, well, the water, unless you concrete it or something like that, it's going to continue washing, get lower and lower and lower and lower.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what make those kind of places.
Yeah, you can see it down at the bottom of the hill. It's just washed all the same.
Yeah, you can tell down there. That's right. It goes down there.
When it cuts a little place across the road or across a field, you know, a little place maybe a couple of feet, maybe a foot so wide, what do you call that?
Well,
you
could name it a gully, could name it more of a gully, because that water cuts it itself. I'd rather call it a gully too, because it's something that forms itself to overflow water, you see.
Uh-huh.
And anytime you get a mark made, it wash it way on down, and then after it makes the stream line, then every time the rain comes, it goes down that gully, you see.
Yeah.
That's what it makes.
Right.
So I'd call it that myself, too.
Did you ever see a place where, you know, maybe a stream had gone for years and years, and then the stream had dried up, it left a big old place about 10 feet wide or 10 feet deep, you know, it was kind of a...
Yeah.
Or bigger than that?
And well, you mean a long place or something other?
Yeah, it just went on. It was kind of maybe out in the woods somewhere. Or
yeah. Well, you won't know what you call that, huh?
Yeah,
Well, I'd call that a more of a washed out, kind of what we call ditches, like, you see. And because places like that wash out, usually it don't hold water all the time.
Uh-huh.
It just, when it's overflow water, well,